I came to theory because I was hurting. The pain within me was so intense that I could not go on living. I came to theory desperate, wanting to comprehend, to grasp what was happening around and within me. Most importantly, I wanted to make the hurt go away. I saw in theory, then, a location for healing. I came to theory young, when I was still a child. In The Significance of Theory, Terry Eagleton says, "Children make the best theorists, since they have not yet been educated into accepting our routine social practices as natural, and so insist on posing to those practices the most embarrassingly general and fundamental questions, regarding them with a wondering estrangement which we adults have long forgotten. Since they do not yet grasp our social practices as inevitable, they do not see why we might not do things differently." Whenever I tried in childhood to compel folks around me to do things differently, to look at the world differently, using theory as intervention, as a way to challenge the status quo, I was punished. I remember trying to explain at a very young age to Mama why I thought it was highly inappropriate for Daddy, this man who hardly spoke to me, to have the right to discipline me, to punish me physically with whippings. Her response was to suggest I was losing my mind and in need of more frequent punishment. Imagine, if you will, this young black couple struggling first and foremost to realize the patriarchal norm, that is, of the woman staying home, taking care of the household and children while the man worked, even though such an arrangement meant that economically they would always be living with less. Try to imagine what it must have been like for them, each of them working hard all day, struggling to maintain a family of 7 children, then having to cope with one bright-eyed child relentlessly questioning, daring to challenge male authority, rebelling against the very patriarchal norm they were trying so hard to institutionalize. It must have seemed to them that some monster had appeared in their midst in the shape and body of a child, a demonic little figure who threatened to subvert and undermine all that they were seeking to build. No wonder, then, that their response was to repress, contain, punish. No wonder that Mama would say to me, now and then, exasperated, frustrated, "I don't know where I got you from, but I sure wish I could give you back." Imagine, then, if you will, my childhood pain. I did not feel truly connected to these strange people, to these familial folks who could not only fail to grasp my worldview, but who just simply did not want to hear it. As a child, I didn't know where I had come from, and when I was not desperately seeking to belong to this family community that never seemed to accept or want me, I was desperately trying to discover the place of my belonging. I was desperately trying to find my way home. How I envied Dorothy her journey in The Wizard of Oz, that she could travel to her worst fears and nightmares, only to find at the end that there is no place like home. Living in childhood without a sense of home, I found a place of sanctuary in theorizing, in making sense out of what was happening. I found a place where I could imagine possible futures, a place where life could be lived differently. Fundamentally, I learned from this experience that theory could be a healing place. Psychoanalyst Alice Miller lets you know in her introduction to the book Prisoners of Childhood that it was her own personal struggle to recover from the wounds of childhood that led her to rethink and theorize anew prevailing social and critical thought about the meaning of childhood pain, of child abuse. She experienced theory as a healing place. Significantly, she had to imagine herself in the space of childhood, to look again from that perspective, to remember crucial information, answers to questions which had gone unanswered throughout her study of philosophy and psychoanalysis. When our lived experience of theorizing is fundamentally linked to processes of self-recovery, of collective liberation, no gap exists between theory and practice. Indeed, What such experience makes more evident is the bond between the two, that ultimately reciprocal process wherein one enables the other.